Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a miracle-filled life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Breakthrough Miracle Radio, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and move from stuck to unstoppable. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to birth your biggest dreams. Here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Good morning, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Roel from BreakthroughMiracles.com, and you're listening to Breakthrough Miracle Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. And this show is all about soul. It's about your soul, how you listen to your soul, unleash your brilliance, release your fear, and go after your biggest dreams. And today we're going to have a really amazing show because I'm interviewing Navdeep Kandola about releasing inner tension. So stay with us for the next hour. We're live each Wednesday at 6 a.m. Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Time. Navdeep, she's an amazing spiritual advisor, a friend, a colleague. I met Navdeep for the first time when I studied in the doing a soul retreat at the Light Institute in Galisteo, and I was doing all these multi-incarnational sessions, and Navdeep taught amazing classes. Navdeep is also a speaker, an educator, a filmmaker, a full-time mom, and the director of the Nizoni School for Global Consciousness. Navdeep has worked with incredible, diverse kind of clientele, ranging from millionaires to homeless heroin addicts. She's also worked with children, with teens in public schools, detention centers, and she has a lovely blog site, website tenderlogic.com, and she writes every week in spirited styles about awakening, about love, about awareness, and the evolution of your higher consciousness. And I can highly recommend reading them. I get them every week, and I sit at the edge of my chair because they're so inspiring. Today, we're going to talk about releasing inner tension. So I think we can all use this this talk very much, including myself. So Navdeep, first, a very happy welcome here back on the show.
Thank you so much, Saskia. Looking forward to our conversation about releasing tension with your listeners today.
Yeah. Navdeep, I ask my guests, every guest now, what is been your biggest, so to say, breakthrough miracle?
Oh, what a great question. What has been my biggest breakthrough miracle? You know, I think, and it's interesting, I think that the biggest breakthrough miracle, and for me, miracle means, you know, two points coming together that you thought were impossible in your life. You think it's out of your reach. And for me, as you just introduced, you know, consciousness is really important and embodiment is really important. So I would say that the biggest miracle for me, breakthrough miracle for me, was the when I first began to recognize that I could manifest my own life, that I didn't have to live in the rules and the roles of society or culture or family, that I could actually become visible as myself and not have to live a life according to other people's ideas. I think that was a great breakthrough moment in my life when I began to experience the possibility of myself being visible as myself. That was pretty big for me.
Yeah, and I mean, you're speaking about a level that is really, really deep. It reminds me when I was 37, and I never forget, I was it was my birthday, and I wanted to have this big party, but I did not want, that was the phase when we all had our babies, right, and little kids and babies, and I just didn't want to have all the babies and kids there. I mean, I have five of my own. So I was like, you know what? This is just for the women. And I never forget, I walked to my neighbor and I said to her, I said, you know what? It's so cool because I woke up and I felt the freedom to just do that and to say, you know what? No kids, no babies, nothing. It's just us. I really felt so authentic in deciding for myself, this is what I want. But for me, it was a very deep awareness. And then she looked at me and she completely didn't get it. And she said, I always do what I want. But it was complete. It was like this complete different level of where we were speaking. It was a complete miscommunication, and I didn't even go in there. So anyone who's listening, you probably know what I mean. You either get that on a very deep level. It's different from I just do whatever I want. I don't care.
You're right. But, that, you know, there's nobody, you know, nobody was threatening me to not be myself. And part of what I mean by being myself is that I meant being able to pursue these deeper conversations that were very, very important to me. They were more important to me than, you know, how much money I made every year at that time. You know, I wanted to pursue me much more than I wanted to pursue a career or relationships or anything, because I knew that there was some sense of beingness in me that was bigger than my identity or bigger than my I, and I wanted to have a relationship to that part. And that meant looking at my, you know, trusting intuition, allowing logic to be a partner to my intuition, and not feel that if I was trusting my intuition or had the ability to see into people's lives, that it wasn't something weird or that I wasn't mad. Because that's what I, you know, that's what you see mostly. And this is in the 80s and late early 90s, where, you know, it wasn't as, the field wasn't as open and there weren't as many people talking about these things.
Right.
So it's a very, very new experience of, like, you know, and also then beginning to wonder and ponder what would it mean to really let myself go into that experience, to what were the edges of that awareness and what was beyond that awareness that I was interested in. So the last 20 years or so have been an exploration, and that is the recurring breakthrough miracle, is that, wow, there's so much out there that we can connect to, but the anchoring comes from within.
Yeah.
You know, we can stretch as far as we want, but we're anchored in ourselves. And so that was another learning point for me, was, you know, how to learn to really trust and anchor into myself as the ground of being.
So true, because the anchoring into ourself. I was just teaching a class yesterday in the Breakthrough Miracle Club, and we were talking about the ability to listen within, and I call it, you know, listen to my soul. You can say listen to your higher self. However, if you cannot, I mean, you deviate from your path all the time, because there's so many options and there's so many people, and you really lose your power if you cannot trust and learn to trust that inner guidance, that deep inner voice. And it's interesting that my soul is in this space now, to saying no to everything, you know, very interesting. And I have never experienced it. And I'm so always drawn to, I'm an eager learner. Oh, this is so interesting, this course, or, oh, shall I do that? Or, oh, shall I buy that? And I'm tuning within and I'm hearing, no, you're not.
Yeah.
And it's very, I love the journey, the curiosity to just listen and see what happens.
I think that's a really great point, because I think initially when we enter this world of self and exploration and consciousness and spirituality, we're like these young kids, so we need a lot of feedback from the universe. Yes, you're on the right path. So we see that bird swooping in the sky, you know, things happen at the right point. And so the universe really encourages in that way. And then we get to a certain point of growth where it becomes more subtle, where you just know. You don't need five signs. You don't need for that phone to ring for you to know that this is the right decision. Or, I mean, those things continue to happen, but you don't need them. And it's just like taking off the training wheels, that you are in this wonderful flow with the universe, and the recognition, I think, a deep recognition that whatever you do is actually in the flow with the universe. There's nothing that contradicts it, because like the saying goes, all rivers go to the ocean.
Yeah.
And so whatever journey we take in our lives, because we're listening on a deep level, we will find the gift in each direction we go. There are going to be some directions that feel more comfortable, more valid, more valuable on a certain level of consciousness, and there will be other rivers that we take or journeys that we take that may not be apparent in terms of their value, but later on we look back and we say, wow, that was a profound choice to have made, and yeah. I learned so much. So I think as we mature in our spiritual awareness, we will find gifts regardless in each moment, and we won't feel that tension that we're going to talk about today,
yeah.
because we recognize we are the journey, and there are no wrong turns. And
no.
that we can handle anything, you know, that when we go against the flow, like say there's a time when you're going against the flow and you're not listening, even in that you will find wisdom for yourself.
Right, that's where the
alchemy, yeah, and that's where alchemy can happen and miracles can happen, because you have an opportunity to ask the question, what is the gift? Because we're afraid.
Abhijit, I hate to break you off, but we are heading for break time.
Okay,
so
let's do it.
We'll continue the conversation, everybody. Stay put. We talk with Navjit Kandola. Talk to you in a minute.
Want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers? Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
everyone. This is Saskia Ruel. We're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio. Today we have our special guest, Navjeet Kandola, and she is talking to about releasing inner tension. Navjeet, how can people connect with you and read your wonderful stories?
They can contact me through my blog, which is tenderlogic.com. I write weekly about themes that I feel are very relevant, and also ways in which the progression or the evolution of consciousness, new ideas, new perspectives on how to view spirituality, health, how to be in community, society. So one of the things that I feel very strongly about and why I created the blog was to add new perspectives, looking at transitions and emerging trends in consciousness. So I hope the listeners will go and visit tenderlogic.com and get a sense of how to transcend some very common and old ways of being with new technology and consciousness.
Mm. Oh, thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, thank you.
Forget to mention, anyone who's listening, if you go to breakthroughmiracles.com, you can claim your 7 gifts to unlock your breakthrough miracle, where you get all kind of exercise to go from stuck to unstoppable. You learn to listen to your soul so you don't have to second guess yourself. You also will get every Monday morning a soul card reading where I pull 2 cards for you. And that's the most popular thing I do lately. And I would definitely, you know, go to breakthroughmiracles.com and claim your 7 gifts to unlock your breakthrough miracle. And with that, you will every Monday get your Monday morning soul card reading. Okie dokes, let's move into releasing inner tension again. Navjeet, what is the difference where we feel inner tension or stress? Is it the same or different?
I think it's the same kind of thing, but the distinction that I've been exploring is that looking at tension and why is it inner tension is that, you know, we can feel tension or stress in a situation, but what I want to focus on is the compounded tension that we experience in our subconscious. And that comes from experiences in childhood or our lives where we've concluded that a certain way of being isn't safe or that we can't be our full self. And so that creates this kind of tension in ourselves. We have to hold ourselves in, and that's the kind of tension I want to talk about, because it takes energy and certain hormonal activity to contain ourselves and to fit in society, to fit into the goals and ideas of our religion, our culture, our nations, different genders, sexual preferences. I mean, just think about all the different ways that we fit in daily. And if you've had a life of 40 years or 50 years or 20 years, look at the decisions that you make on a daily basis to navigate your life, where you narrow your own sense of self to fit in. And that's the tension I want to explore, because I think it has a huge impact on ourselves feeling disconnected from the life force energy, or we feel tired or numbed out, or we feel spacey, or we feel kind of depressed. All of these things, I think, lead back into these subtle decisions and choices we've made or we feel like we've had to make in order to make it in life.
And how do we get aware of that?
Well, we become aware of it when you know, if you just take a look at your body or how you're feeling, if you take just a feeling test, how am I feeling? Do I feel safe and exuberant and kind of alive that I can really stretch and say, I say yes to life. I'm saying yes to my life, to my family. I feel good in myself. And it's not just like, yeah, I feel okay. It's that fullness, sense of fullness, connection, belonging, and that you can really nourish your curiosity, and there's no sense of having to inhibit your sense of self. I think that's a way to test that.
You know, I see this picture of, I mean, it's this saying where, you know, they say when the frog is in cold water, and gradually you tune up the water, you know, you make it warm. And in the end, the frog boils because it never realized the water is boiling. But I think with a lot of us, that's a little bit what's the case.
Yeah.
We don't even realize that we aren't ourselves, or we've lost touch with that.
Yeah, and that's a really great analogy to share, because that's exactly right. We don't recognize it, other than this kind of feeling of discomfort, this kind of feeling of your health isn't quite there, or you're not as, you know, vibrant as you used to be, or you feel a little bit jaded by life. What is that feeling of being feeling jaded by life? You know, relationships didn't go your way, career didn't happen in the way that you wanted. It's because we've pulled back throughout our lives, a little bit here, a little bit there. We don't want to ruffle feathers. We don't want to stir the waters too deeply. So we just pull back, pull back, pull back. And women, more than men even in some ways, that we're conditioned, and it's not like somebody's going out there and saying, you must not express yourself. It's unspoken. We inherit it through our culture, through our religion. And so just the other day, I was on Facebook, and somebody I know had posted this pretty horrific article on acid throwing that's happening in India and Nepal and Pakistan, and even some cases in the UK, where men in these instances who are disgruntled, who are unhappy with these women, just go ahead and buy a pint of acid and just throw it in their face. And it's sulfuric acid, it's hydrochloric acid, different forms of acid, and these women's faces have just melted. It was beyond measure heartbreaking to look at that, to read the article. These women experienced blindness, loss of hearing, just awful, awful experiences. And if you go into those cultures, I'm Indian by birth, and, you know, you go to those countries, and there's this unspoken rule that as a woman, you do not have the rights to your full being. It's just accepted that as a woman you have to watch how you behave, that you're not overtly open or, you know, confident, or people that men might interpret as being loose or inviting sexual attention. So imagine those women. We all get used to our environments, but just think about what that's creating in your body and what that's creating for you as a soul, wanting to radiate and flourish. So that tension comes from pulling back, having to navigate, having to survive.
Right.
And it's not just only in those countries. In the West, there may be other subtle ways that we too, you know, watch what we say or how we behave, the way that we dress, you know, the subtle cues that we give to create protection or sense of safety and belonging. We all do it. And I think, you know, men do it just as much in different ways. And so this tension that becomes compounded over time then begins to show itself as, you know, we then also create those subtle cues for our children and our families and our colleagues. That's acceptable behavior. That's not acceptable behavior. And then it shows itself as illness, dis-ease in our own lives, and grumpiness. I mean, I was walking around in town the other day, and I thought to myself, wow, why am I not hearing more laughter and singing?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that so off? You know, and sometimes if you, you know, laugh or you're being a little bit louder, the way people turn their heads around and look at you is like you've done something illegal. It's this unspoken kind of rule which says, don't be too joyous.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's like, what is that? And so it's interesting how we just kind of tune in and begin to behave like sheep in culture so that we survive. But I think that we have to challenge that for ourselves and wake up within that, because the effects in terms of manifesting our dreams and really enjoying this incarnation on planet Earth, this wonderful, gorgeous planet, requires us to challenge the culture, the mores, the religion, our families, ideas about who you are.
Yeah, you know, One of the soul cards this week was a quote from a card from Abraham Hicks, and it was about feeling good. You know, you have to feel good, and that really shows you the connection to source. That's when your connection is alive. When you,
right.
the cue is to feel good. And I was doing a session with a lady about finding her soulmate. And she was feeling so good with this guy, but she had this whole upbringing where she had to feel guilty because she can't feel good. It's hard work. It's sacrifice. So she was doubting herself. And I said, well, how does it feel when you're with him? And she said, it feels really great. But she said, I can't trust myself because I don't know if he's the one. And it was such an interesting conversation that she didn't dare trust her gut. She didn't trust that she was feeling really good with him and everything right. felt good with him. But she was raised that's not the way it works. But I see we're heading for break time. And I'm feeling really good in this talk. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself because I love.
Hello, we're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio. I'm Saskia, your host, and we have our special guest, Navjeet Kandola. And Navjeet, how can people connect with you?
People can connect me at my site, tenderlogic.com, and if they sign up, they will get an amazing e-course, which is to help, it's called Start Your Day, Launch Your Life. And it's really about helping people who want to create change or they want to know how to launch a career or a product or they want to launch a new relationship or reinvent themselves. This course I created by asking myself, you know, what is the process that I go through when I want to create change or really manifest something? So these exercises, these audio exercises and worksheets came from that contemplation for me. So I hope that people will go to TenderLogic and sign up for the newsletter and get this free e-course because it's going to change their lives.
Thank you. Navjeet, back to releasing inner tension. How do we begin to identify inner tension? Because maybe there's a listener saying, you know, I'm feeling pretty good.
And that's great. And we want people to, if somebody's saying they're feeling pretty good, we're glad. So tune into into feeling that pretty good and let your whole body have the experience, not just the mind level. And you can inquire, like, how deep is this feeling good energy? Is it only when I'm by myself or, you know, when it's quiet in the morning and everybody's asleep, that's when I feel good? Or do you still feel really good when you're at work with your colleagues? Do you feel really good when all your kids come home and there's noise and chaos? Can you still feel really good? So I think one way of checking in is, where are you feeling really good, and begin to amplify that state in other areas of your life where you maybe don't feel as good. So I think that's one way of beginning to work with it very gently through the positive energy is saying, okay, let me amplify the feeling good in all areas of my life. And when you're feeling good, in terms of that inquiry, is it just feeling good intellectually, or are you feeling good emotionally? Are you feeling good physically? Are you feeling good spiritually? I think those all are areas. Sometimes we can become very focused on one aspect and really not check out the other aspects of your being.
So if we don't feel good, what then?
Well, if we don't feel good, then it's a really great time to explore what's missing. Like, what is it? Is it your health? You know, for a lot of people, it's this discomfort in their bodies. And that discomfort in their bodies has come from, it starts in a discomfort in the spirit. You know, it comes from, and it's a discomfort in the emotional self. So when we're not in tune with ourselves, that little discomfort, that feeling off, it becomes amplified and compounded over time that then ends up being a physical illness or, you know, an ache of some kind. And the ache, the thing that we're aching for, is wholeness and the permission just to be ourselves. We say that in relationships when you ask what you were saying earlier on, you know, when you're talking to a client and they're saying, you know, what they're happy in a relationship or they're looking for a relationship, the question is, you know, when we ask somebody, what do you want in a relationship? We say, I want the person to accept me for who I am.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same question for ourselves when we have that ache, is that we want to be accepted for who we are in our lives, by our families, by our colleagues, and not have to put on a mask or squeeze out a personality that makes things flow at work or whilst you're shopping and so on, wouldn't it be lovely to be able to go shopping or go to work or be with your partner and you can just really allow yourself to be yourself? And each one of us has to discover what that feels like and what that looks like, being ourselves. But I know that each person who's listening knows what I'm talking about, that permission to be ourselves fully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, that, and you know, and what I like about that, that day-to-day is actually different, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That's such a great point, Saskia, because it's not this one decision that you're going to make and that says, well, you know, this is it. I decide this is the thing where I need to have flow. Every day we get to, because different opportunities, different people, different components of different personalities are presented to us. And so we have to be sit back in ourselves and let the other person be who they are and remove our own judgment and expectation on them and in turn free ourselves from our own judgment about how we have to be with them too. So judgment has a lot to do with it, and expectation is another area that we really use as a way of creating lack of flow in our lives.
You know, and I think that making assumptions and having, like you say, certain expectations can create a lot of inner tension. Well,
yeah.
As you're in the moment, it's, you know, a lot of that inner tension doesn't even have to be there. It's like anticipating. And to give you an example, it was funny. Yesterday, we brought our daughter back to the airport because she was flying back to Amsterdam. And
right.
And then at the same time, my other son has a senior cruise because he's entering into his last year. So there's always plenty in our family. You can go from
yeah.
one to the other. And you
right.
do want to attend these things. And I was just not looking. I was not really in the mood to go on that cruise. I mean, it was a harbor cruise and, you know, it was basically for the kids, but the parents were invited and we, you know, we want to support Sam and be there. And I was like, you know, I would rather just go home and, you know, anyway, sit on the porch. So I had some anticipation about it and I had already some probably judgment about if I might not like it and then I'm on a ship and if I don't like it, I can't get off. And, you know,
right.
all these nonsense thoughts you have in your head. So anyway, we got there and we had to wait a little bit and then finally we got on the ship and I was already looking at my watch like, well, we waited here for 45 minutes. I hope it comes back in time.
Yeah.
I have two different things at home. Anyway, the point I'm making is as I'm on the cruise ship and I'm watching these kids and they start to dance and we're there and it's a beautiful night. It's a full moon. It was perfect weather. You know, I'm standing on the deck with Seep, my husband, and I'm like, this is so fun. I mean, I so enjoy this night. And look
yes.
at myself. What tension
yes.
have I been creating the whole afternoon? Like, I want to
exactly.
be with my daughter.
Yeah.
I don't want to go after that, do that. It's a complete waste of the moment.
Yes, it is. And I think that's exactly right, that the way to really release a lot of tension exists, has to do with the past and it has to do
yeah.
with the future. In the moment, if we really let go of all thoughts that are relating to the past and all thoughts that are relating to
yeah.
the future, there is no tension. There's only the now, and the now is fluid.
Yeah.
It does not have an agenda. We create the agenda, and we try to bend time. We try to force futures that may and may not want to exist. We have a very contorted relationship in some ways to life, but that I think is part of our lesson, is to really become friends with a different sense of time. I think that we have the idea of clocks and minutes and seconds, but life is actually not that flat. It's much
yeah.
more holographic, multidimensional, and I think part of the tension that we experience, and this is an important point, is that we've learned to squeeze ourselves from the vastness of the universe into the third dimension and meeting its laws, the laws of nature and energy, but at the cost of the laws of multidimensionality. And so as we are at this threshold, we are going to begin to learn and move into a much more multidimensional sense of self and presence.
You know, it's true. We squeeze ourselves. And to give you a funny example, this is so absolutely my daughter. She lives very much in the moment. And then yesterday, as we were going to leave for her to go to the airport, you know, I was really like, you know, I'm going to not interfere. She does it her way. But I'm, you know, at 2:30, I'm like, she isn't even packed yet.
Right.
We had to leave at 3:30. Plus, on top of that, she wanted to buy shoes because she needed some extra shoes. So we had to stop at the mall. So that was an extra half hour. And then on top of that, she had not checked in already on her flight. And she didn't know what time she was flying. So I'm like, well, I guess. I guess you fly 6:30. But honestly, I don't know. So we're leaving the house way too late, and it was the greatest thing because it was completely calm. I'm like, we're doing it her way, the way she relates to time, fine. So we're on our way to pick up Seep to drive us to the airport to go with us, and halfway to his office, and I'm looking at the clock thinking, and she wants to go shopping, and I really have no clue how this is going to work, but we're doing it. I'm good. So finally she finds her email on the way there. What time actually the flight is? Well, the flight appeared to be an hour later than normally the flight is, which was a complete surprise. So we had plenty of time. So she was in complete alignment with her time and everything. It just worked out perfect. And there was no squeezing. There was no nothing. It was completely in the flow. And, you know.
Isn't that wonderful? Like,
perfect.
And imagine if instead you had pushed her, you would have manifested it not working out.
It's not working out. She would have been stressed. I would have been stressed.
And then you would have had this self-fulfilling prophecy because you would have been late and maybe missed the flight. And then you could have said, well, you see, I told you so.
Yeah.
I knew this was going to happen. I know it's very important to surrender that control. I've done that many times where, you know, I've left later than I thought I was going to.
I love to hear that story, but we are here in a time crunch, I see from our producer. Tell us the story after the break. We will be right back.
Interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, rhinoroz.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hi, everyone. We're back. I'm your host, Saskia Roel from BreakthroughMiracles.com. Today, we have our special guest, Navjit Kandola, talking about releasing inner tension. Navjit, tell us one more time about your blog site, about what free gift you have for the people who are listening.
Yeah, so people can contact me and check out what I do at tenderlogic.com. I would love to see them pay a visit. I have a wonderful, really wonderful free e-course that they can get in their mailbox, and it's called Start Your Day, Launch Your Life. And the idea there is that you get support in any idea that you want to launch. It could be a relationship, it could be a product, it could be a new career, it could be a health or a diet that you want to really encourage yourself to participate in. It really helps you to do that. It helps you to become clear, connect to confidence, and how to take that action, how to take that step. What is the consciousness that you need to engage with in yourself that allows you to take the next step and the next step and the next step with confidence and clarity? So there's audios in there, recorded meditations, and worksheets. So I really hope people will do that because, again, I created with the idea of how to really get going with your life from a place of ease and not tension, because we don't want to manifest things if we're squeezing, because that's very stressful for the body. So this whole series in the e-course is created from a place of ease and relaxation that includes all of you. So that's at tenderlogic.com with me. Hooray!
Thank you. You were telling us a story just before the break, and I broke you off because of our time crunch.
Of course. I honor time. Hooray! Well, the story was just about how it was about catching a plane. I was running late, and I had that window of, it was 5 minutes, and I was already, you know, past the check-in time and so on. And I was at the traffic light, and normally, you know, it would be very stressful for the light to turn red as soon as you get to the car. And I'd filled up the car. It was a rental car, so I was good on that front. And I'm sitting there, and I had this wonderful thought which said, don't rush. It's going to be fine. Don't feed that self-fulfilling prophecy that the plane's going to go and you're going to miss your flight, that whole drama that you're trying to prevent by squeezing right now. Just really relax, let it go. And then my higher self said, just tell the plane and the people that, you know, just to delay it for another 10 minutes. Whether that means putting on food on the thing, there's going to be a delay of 10 minutes. And of course, when I got to the airport, the flight was not delayed by 10 minutes, it was delayed by, I think, something like an hour. So just like with your daughter, you know, maybe because I slowed down and I listened and I put in what I wanted to happen, not only did it happen, not because I was the only one manifesting that, but the universe, I could be a participant in that experience. And yes, if I'd missed my flight, I would have to reorganize the way that I depart and get ready for flights. But that little moment showed me that by not squeezing, I allowed for something else to happen that was positive.
Well,
I think it's really important to put a positive narrative on the future versus a negative narrative on the future. And I think it's equally true with our past. Even if you've experienced terrible situations, find you in those situations, that is, that part of you that could be strong, that could be visible, and really amplify that energy and say, you know what, I made it through that difficult time. I still remembered myself. I may have forgotten myself most of the time, but there were moments where I remembered myself, and go back into those moments and amplify those. See, make yourself visible to your own eyes and your own soul in your past history, and that is going to give you a very, very strong platform in your everyday life now from which to manifest your life into the future. Because it's not fun, and I think that there's a great exercise that I also do, and it's one of the exercises that I have in my Start Your Day, Launch Your Life e-course, and that is it's called Getting Unstuck. And one of the ways, and we've done this many times, is gently creating loose fists with your hands and then pounding your chest just where the thymus is, that chest bone, pounding that area to shake loose any kind of stagnation or crystallization. And that's just going to begin to move the energy and your blood in your body. It's going to bring you into the present, because there's nothing more present than the physical body. It's in the now. When you hit it, it feels it. When you cut it, it feels pain. It doesn't have a story. It's immediate. Your physical body is in the now. So relate to that more and more, and you will begin to, again, get back into the flow.
Well, the whole spirit, in all the spirituality and everything that's out there, you know, we study and we learn so much. And I've been realizing now in my own journey that I've done so much study and learned so much and go off in all these different dimensions. And the key thing now is the most important thing is to be in the body, to embody that and pay attention to your body, because your body gives the clues. Your body knows exactly when things are right or wrong. And we have to start tuning into our body. And one of the, I gave a training about, you know, getting unstuck, and a really powerful, actually the best way to get unstuck is first start to move your body.
Yeah.
Forget about the mind, but get into your body and move your body. Really move your body, and moving your body activates your third chakra. It activates your inner power and presence.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
It's one of the most important things. And realizing that now, I'm really paying attention to that myself. And I never, you know, because I don't have any weight issue or anything, my motivation to move, you know, I thought to come healthy. That wasn't the biggest inspiration. But now when I know, you know, it activates my inner power and presence, but it really gives you.
Well, you know, I think you're so right there, because for so long, we all wanted to kind of reach out and connect to the light body and go into different dimensions and talk to different beings. It was so exciting. It was a new thing. But what we didn't do was recognize the importance of the physical body and to anchor into that.
Yeah.
Because without the physical body, there is no light body that you can travel around with. And there's a divine purpose to incarnating into the third dimension through the physical. There is really a gift here. It's not just to suffer and die and think, oh my God, thank goodness, I hope I don't come back again. And a lot of people will say, oh yeah, this is my last time I'm going to be here, and thank goodness. You haven't gotten it then. There is profound divinity and beauty and experience here, and we'll continue to keep incarnating until we've experienced the freedom of third dimension. And as we incarnate, we free it from the heaviness that we associate with it.
Right, right. And with that, Navjit, I think it's wonderful, those last words. We're spreading to the end of the show. And thank you so much. It was a wonderful conversation, and I would love to have you back again. I'm sure,
I would love to make that happen.
And for everybody who's listening, I have a beautiful gift on breakthroughmiracles.com, 7 keys to unlock that breakthrough miracle. And whether that is you want to birth a baby or write your book or change your careers, there's so many ways to access that flow. And where I say you don't have to do labor, but birth, when you get into that flow, you also get Monday morning a soul card reading that really helps you set the tone of the week. The theme this week was letting go. So wherever in your life you can let go, let go. And I would say feel good this week. Have an amazing week, and we'll be back next Wednesday. This was Saskia and Navjit Kandola.
You've been listening to Breakthrough Miracles, where you move from stuck to unstoppable. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover what happens when you live a miracle-filled life. Begin a journey to a life with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, listen to your soul, and give birth to your biggest dreams. Visit BreakthroughMiracles.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your breakthrough miracle, or to schedule your soul coaching session with Saskia. Visit BreakthroughMiracles.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.